Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Liberty Report. With me today is Chris Rossini as co-host. Welcome to the program, Chris, and I guess you have already noticed we have a little bit of rain here in Lake Jackson, but I don't think it'll be too bad for our program.
We'll work right through the rain, snow, thunder. Nothing's going to stop us.
Okay, very good. Today, we want to talk about gold. We've talked about that very often, but a little bit different delay than usual in that we're looking at it from the viewpoint of things going on internationally, more so than usual. The article that caught my attention on this was the one that stated that Venezuela, who's been wanting to get their gold back from the Bank of England, which they've done in the past, and that's been a trend, Bank of England said, we're not going to give it to you. Does that qualify as theft, or is the justification, well, these were bad guys in Venezuela, so we don't want to do that? But considering the fact that almost every government in the world is made up of some bad guys, that's hardly a legitimate excuse. But anyway, they're arguing about it. But then we started looking into this, and I know, Chris, you've looked into this a bit too. There's a lot of repatriation going. That is, people are wanting to get their gold back from being held in foreign countries. Like, it's held in London, but just think of how much money's been held by the Federal Reserve since World War II, because we were a safe haven, and it made some sense. But all of a sudden, people are deciding that they want their gold closer to where they live. And there's, you know, 6, 8, 10 countries, some doing more than others. And this might be a signal of the concerns that we've had about monetary policy, about the dollar, and whether the dollar will be replaced. But this is not just a little bit, and it seems strange because you would think, and we'll talk a little bit about the current price of gold, you'd think with foreign governments demanding their gold and even buying gold, the price of gold wouldn't be weak. But of course, right now, gold is in a weak spot, and yet these countries are still buying and repatriating. So maybe some good things will come of this.
Yes, and it's a lot of countries, actually. I have some names here: Turkey, Netherlands, Germany, Austria. A headline: Hungary boosts gold reserves tenfold. Poland makes largest gold purchase in two decades. Russia, more gold than in the Soviet era. We know that India always has gold. China is stockpiling gold. And the one rule has still remained: he who makes the rule has the gold makes the rules. The major reason why the dollar became the world currency is because at the time, after World War II, the United States was the king. It had the gold. So it made the rules. I think countries have learned a lesson that you don't want to be stuck with paper. You'd rather have the real money.
Yes, we were writing the rules, but we also abused the rules because we had the gold. We thought we could spend forever, and then we could tell everybody the dollar is as good as the gold at $35 an ounce. But lo and behold, foreigners decided we were printing way too much gold, too much paper, and they started repatriating their gold way back then, cashing in dollars for gold. So that is what brought the end of the Bretton Woods system to a close in 1971. But on the purchase of gold, it is said that there's more purchase of gold by central banks right now than there has been in 40 years. It's not enough, I guess, to get people saying, hey, you know, the price of gold is destined to go to, you know, $12, $13, $14, $1,500. But long term, this is what I think is going to happen. There's reasons, you know, on the short run why gold might go down, because there's a lot of variables. And for instance, today, the PPI went up much more so, and it went up 0.6, which is 7.7% per year. And that was the extra money supply, the cash that we created with QE, is going into commodity prices, and as producer price index is already out. And this is really a shift, maybe away from assets like bonds and stocks. Of course, stocks are going down. And it also gives the Fed an incentive to print raise interest rates, which they think is necessary, pretending that they really have a handle on this. And then that says, well, interest rates are going up, the dollar's going to go up, so gold has to go down. But those are temporary things. I think gold, with other countries being interested in it, not only repatriation, but not only because they're buying gold, But because of the fundamentals, I mean, you have to look at the dollar because the gold is basically, valued in dollars. And that is where you have to look at the financial situation in this country. And I guess you've noticed, Chris, there's a lot of debt going on out there. And the Republicans aren't any better than the Democrats. And the Republicans couldn't do it when they were all Republicans in the Congress. Now you have a lot of big spending Democrats, and there may be an incentive to get along. And already they're talking about, oh, now we'll probably get infrastructure, $1 trillion for infrastructure without cutting anything. The spending overseas is going to continue. My point being, fiscal policy isn't going to change. And the same thing that brought the Bretton Woods down by us endlessly spending and spending money overseas, it finally that brought that down. What we're doing now is going to bring the dollar system down. And I am convinced that what we're talking about today, the repatriation and the purchase of gold by central bank, is an indication that they're getting a little bit nervous about it. We've talked about it, and it's in the news, about an alternative currency, another type of central banking. And the Russians are interested in it. The Chinese are interested in it. India's buying gold. And they may well be in the driver's seat once there's a major crisis with the dollar, which is something that I have anticipated for a long time, but have obviously made no predictions that it's going to be next month or next year, and because we don't know the date. But the erosion of the dollar is going to continue. And of course, the erosion of the dollar is the erosion of purchasing power, and we already know about that in this country. That's why, some 80-90% of the American people aren't doing well financially, and also the reason that the hype about the wonderful, wonderful economy didn't guarantee a re-election for the Republicans. So all that printed of money has not made people richer, and I think that kind of thing is going to continue, and our foreign policy is going to further weaken our position internationally. I don't think anybody's going to say, oh, we don't want to do that to the Americans. They've been good to us, and they send us foreign aid, and they give us protection. So we should do what we can to keep them from getting into trouble with their dollar and their finances. Chris, I don't think that's what's going to happen. I think there'll be some piling on, and they're going to gloat over our problems that we have. But what we can't gloat about is that we have good policies, because quite frankly, we have bad monetary and economic policies leading to this crisis. And once again, what we're thinking about here on this program is that there's foreigners, not just individuals who might be investing in gold, but people in central banking and governments have decided that maybe gold is a haven. Maybe gold really is money.
Yes, and I'm sure many of our viewers understand that and have gold themselves, and they should be wary. You mentioned Venezuela, how they have 550 million in gold bars in London. London's not going to give it to them. But on an individual basis, you have to be wary of third parties if they have your gold. If it's in a U.S. bank, you better make sure, because you know that they could close the banks at any time, and then you're stuck. So you have to be creative with your storage. You know, I had family in Poland when the communists came in World War II. They would stick their gold coins and silver coins into milk bottles, and they would bury it. So only they knew where it was. It was, they were very creative, and they were able to keep their money. So the Venezuela story points out that always be wary of who has your gold.
You know, there was one purchase that I found interesting. It's not huge, but because it's a small country, Bangladesh bought 10 tons of gold, and they bought it from the IMF. And I think that's good. I think the money should be out of the IMF. I always argue the case that money should be, put into circulation, and we should take our share back and redistribute that or whatever. And but it's interesting, a country like Bangladesh thinks it's important to have gold. But I think there are a lot of individuals obviously have believed that for a long time. So instead of them wringing their hands right now with the price down on gold, I think this is just temporary with the interpretation of what the PPI did today, and the assumption that interest rates are going to go up, and the Fed will continue to do that. But they're between a rock and a hard place because let's say that's what their strategy is. It isn't going to be good for the stock market, and that might be the reason the stocks have already gone down significantly this year. But it'll be interesting to keep an eye on gold, because gold has been used for a long time in investments. And a lot of times people say, well, is it an investment? I don't look at gold as an investment. You can invest in gold stocks, and some people trade gold futures. That's not what I'm interested in. I'm interested in commodity money, and the importance of that to restrain government size and scope and spending. So this is something that is coming about, and it'll make that point that governments should be restrained if other governments start to say, hey, let's quit this spending. I remember, I think it must have been about to be turn of the century, and gold was around $300. And the British Central Bank was selling their gold at $300. And I remember bringing this up, I think, to Bernanke. I think it was Greenspan. And I brought it up, why are they doing this? This doesn't make any sense. And he just simply sat there and he says, they know what they're doing. And I thought, okay, maybe they do. Sell their gold at $300. And I think after that, it went all the way up to $1,800. If they were playing the game in the market, they should have sold it at $1,800. But no, they sold it at $300 because they thought they could earn some interest on that. So we don't have the smartest people in the world that manage the money system, the monetary system. But I do believe that we have some suspicious characters who get to run the monetary system in special interest, and also the reason why there's a class warfare going on right now because of the monetary system. Because there are one statistic this week was there was more, and even just last year, more millionaires created in this country than in years and years, maybe more than ever. At the same time, the people, especially in the middle class, have gotten poorer and poorer because they can't keep up with the standard of living. Now, if this PPI is any trend, usually a PPI leads the way to the CPI. So in a month or two, we might see this type of statistic. Now that will arouse fears of what happened in the 70s with prices going up, which they think is a sign of a healthy economy, and you have to turn that off. So they think with that you have a good economy, but they refuse to believe that you can have rising prices and in a depression. But all you have to do is look at what happens in Venezuela and Zimbabwe. Prices in the terms of their currency are skyrocketing. At the same time, real incomes go down and poverty ensues. But the 70s, was an invitation to us to think about it, because there was a lot of inflation, price inflation. At the same time, we had a very weak economy. I think that's going on now more so than people realize. And I think this is part of this thing that we're trying to point out, what is going on behind the scenes. And that one, I think people realize what's happening, but a lot of people don't understand why people are getting poorer and the government's doing so much, and they need to do more. And all of a sudden, it's popular to say, well, I'm a socialist. I'm going to get you A, B, C, D, and it's all going to be for free. Well, I tell you what, we're going to have to wake up a lot of people to realize that that is not going to solve the problem.
Yep, and I'll finish, Dr. Paul. We're surrounded by in a sea of propaganda when it comes to gold. You're not supposed to think about it. It's not money. But hopefully the Ron Paul Liberty Report provides some value for you, because if you have no gold, you have no money. We're basically just using, we're flipping dollars with one another until they're worthless. And since the Fed came into existence, it's lost like 95% of the value, and they'll finish it off. It'll be worthless eventually. So if you have gold, you have real money in your possession. And if anything, you have peace of mind. Who knows how long the dollar will last? But until then, you have a backup, you have insurance, and you have some peace of mind.
Yes, and I think what we're seeing now should call attention to the quality of the policy of central banking per se. Now, there is repatriation and the purchase of gold, and you might argue that is good. You know, at least that's better than just saying, all we have to do is print more money. But that is going to lead to more problems. And I think the more people realize this, the more they recognize why it is, if they understood the Federal Reserve System, they would say, yes, they're the culprit. Instead, you know, it isn't so much that you heard a lot of people bragging about the Federal Reserve during this last campaign. It wasn't an issue. But there was an issue of saying, spend more money by whom? By the conservatives and the liberals. Because, you know, nobody said you should cut military spending. Very, very few voices saying, let's get our troops back home again. No, it's continue to spend, so they haven't learned that lesson, and they think they can spend forever and deficits don't matter. Well, tell you what, I think what we're witnessing now is the erosion of the current system, and there's been warnings all along, but I think these facts now of repatriation is a challenge to the dollar and a challenge to us. At the same time, the purchase, clear purchase of gold by other central banks is they're trying to protect themselves. And they may have learned the lesson that if you are going to value gold as the ultimate money, it should be held close to where you are as an individual or a community or whatever. Even Texas has a depository that they keep some of their funds in gold. So countries should do the same thing. This whole idea that that the Federal Reserve is the protector of wealth. Nobody really knows what's going on, not only with our gold, but with their gold too, on what they do. When, you know, it's been surprising to me a bit that when the people ask for gold, some of them get it, and they claim everybody's getting what they're asking for, but sometimes it doesn't come for months or years. Why would it take so long? And some of this gold, whether it's gold that the United States owned or what, I think it's been loaned out if it's there, and it's not literally gold. That's why ultimately the true gold standard is where the people have access to it. They can always turn in the substitute for gold to check and see if they're cheating or not. It doesn't mean you have to carry the gold around, but you have to know whether or not they're cheating. And a lot of cheating is going on, and that's why central bankers and big government people hate gold, because it exposes them for what they're doing. And right now, I think that when you see the price of gold going down, when you think, oh, it should be really going up, believe me, they are quite capable of manipulating the price of gold. That is exactly what they did from 1945 to 71. They manipulated the price of gold because they had a lot of gold. But finally, it broke down. And I think right now that our government is very capable of doing this, and other countries are going to take advantage of it. If I make fun of England for selling their gold at $300, what's going to happen in a couple years from now if gold is $5,000 and people are dumping their gold because they don't believe in it or understand it? But anyway, I think it's an important issue. I think there is a shift in attitude around the world, and I think it's very healthy. And the more people understand that, the better off we'll all be. And basically, it's not a complicated subject. You know, do you want to use counterfeit money or do you want to use a commodity money? It shouldn't be any more difficult for that. So we've been talking about this for a long time, but I think the interest in this subject is going to continue to grow. And if we would restore a much greater respect for freedom and liberty and non-interventionism per se in all the areas, believe me, you'd have honest money, and it would be the best way to achieve peace and prosperity. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today to the Liberty Report. Please come back soon.